Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Monsters Within. Take a deep breath, relax, and come back to your safe space with me. Don't worry about commitment to the episode. No fear. Judgment is unnecessary and irrelevant. So, we're back here, and we're gonna talk about a topic that has destroyed relationships and friendships and trust in a lot of people. And for me personally, today we're talking about living with emotional whiplash. Maybe you're wondering what it is that I'm talking about. Maybe you've already gotten it. But we're talking about bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder. It's a behavioral disorder known to cause dramatic highs and lows in a person's mood, energy, and ability to think clearly. Now, people with this disorder experience ups and downs called manics and depressive states. Pretty intense. Seriously suffer from this, and it just sounds like the stereotypical, oh, she's just a woman, oh, or he's just being too emotional. It's not. It's something that people struggle with, and it's real. Onset to this disorder is about the age of 25. It's uncommon, but not that unheard of in teens. However, it is rare in kids. 2.8% of the U.S. population suffer with severe bipolar disorder. And there's no discrimination between genders. Now, if you have bipolar disorder, or if you know somebody who has it, talk to them about getting seen or ways that you can help them with this disorder, because without treatment, this is one of those that doesn't get better. It just gets worse. And later on, we're going to go into some of the experiences that I've had with this disorder and how ugly it can make you. Now, psychological therapy, medication, a healthy lifestyle, a regular schedule, and early identification of this disorder help people lead normal lives. But as you may have noticed, a lot of the disorders that we suffer from can be positively changed with some lifestyle changes. So, what are the causes and the symptoms of this disorder? Well, there's no singular link that causes bipolar disorder. However, three factors have come into light. One, genetics. Two, stress. And three, brain structure and function. Now, you're probably wondering, oh God, I know a family member who has bipolar disorder. Does that mean I'm gonna get it? Not necessarily. It does run in genetic families. But just because it runs in the family doesn't mean you're gonna get it. There have been cases where fraternal twins or identical twins not sharing the same symptoms or the same disorder, one will get it, the other won't. Now, stress is another really big factor. It plays a role in a person's development of this disorder because it depends on how you can handle big life changes. Death, difficult relationships, financial hardships, illnesses, and even divorce. All these things are linked to overexertion of stress. Brain structure and function is a little more difficult to pin, as the only link that has been found is in a person with this disorder. They have a slightly different brain from those who don't have it. Maybe their mapping is different. Maybe they have a slightly larger brain. But scientists have said that the brain functions and looks different from those who do not suffer from bipolar disorder. Now, these are just causes. Let's get a little into the symptoms. Symptoms and how severe they can be vary from patient to patient, as well as distinct manic and depressive phases. Sometimes people don't show symptoms for long spans of time. I suffer from bipolar disorder, and I went years without showing any signs, and I thought I was cured. But that's just not how this disorder works. Now, some of you may have heard about the psychotic symptoms that happen with a patient who has bipolar disorder. These are linked to hallucinations and delusions that happen during these manic or depressive phases. Sadly, these people who have the disorder and the psychological symptoms of hallucination and delusions are misdiagnosed as schizophrenic. Now, let's think about diagnosis here for just a minute. If you're looking to go and see a psychiatrist, I want you to think back for a minute. Did you have at least one episode of manic or hypomanic episode? Because this will help your doctor diagnose whether or not you are suffering from a bipolar disorder. So, hypomanic, I just use that word. You may be wondering what it is. It's a milder form of mania that doesn't include the psychotic episodes. People with hypomanic symptoms often are able to function in social settings or even work. During a manic session, moods can sway rapidly, making people that you know, or even you, more irritable, unpredictable, impulsive. Your judgment may be impaired, reckless, and you may become a really big risk taker. These people who suffer from these high manic states are unaware of the negative consequences of their actions. They are more susceptible to dangerous actions such as suicide. One of the biggest things that we can help people do is maybe help them track their prior behaviors and learn from these past episodes. Because if you can change those behaviors, you can help fight back against this illness. Depressive lows of bipolar disorder can be so debilitating that you can't even get up out of bed in the morning or do the simplest tasks. You can't decide what to eat because that's just too overwhelming. Sleep is not there or completely non-existent. Symptoms of these depressive episodes are obsession over feeling loss, personal failure, guilt, helplessness, negative thoughts, suicide, and self-harm. Now, you're probably thinking, man, that sounds a lot like depression. Well, that's why they call them depressive states, because you ride a really big high and then you crash down to your lowest, and it is never pretty. Depressive bipolar is known to be more difficult to treat and needs customized attention and treatment to even see results. So now we kind of have an understanding of what the symptoms are, what the causes are, what it is. It's all really heavy, but I'm going to share with you a very heartbreaking moment in my life. Bipolar disorder became so out of hand that it led me to hurt somebody very near and dear to me. I was about 15 or 16 at the time. Summer break was coming up and I wasn't doing well. I was sitting at some of my lowest lows. I was depressed. My bipolar disorder was all over the place. My PTSD wouldn't leave me alone, and the insomnia never stopped. I would get into fights and arguments with my family. And one day, my mom was trying to force me to take my medication. And I just didn't want it. And I fought, and I fought, and I fought. And as I was sitting in the hallway of our front living room, my anger took over me, and the bipolar disorder took hold, and I blacked out. I remember coming to and my mom's wife had restrained me because I gave my mom a black eye. These fits of rage were a side effect of the Abilify that I was taking for my bipolar disorder. And it's something I'll never forget. I remember in high school, people couldn't stand me when it was my time of month because with all the chemicals bouncing around in my body, I was so unstable that my friends would keep a distance. Crazy Holly. They just didn't know what to do or how to handle me, and I didn't know what to do either. But you work past it and you work through it. But I urge you that if you are showing symptoms of bipolar disorder, to go get yourself checked. Go talk to a psychiatrist. Go talk to a practitioner of, you know, health and nutrition. See what it is that causes your triggers and work in steps to fight. Fight where you can, and don't ever give it a mile or an inch. I know this recording is coming out late, and I apologize to all of my diligent listeners out there who wait for me to drop the content on time. I have had some personal issues come up, and it's taken a toll. And just like you guys, I'm human too. No matter what, I am always here for you guys. You know how to get a hold of me. My email is up on the site. I am always checking my social media, and I'm always here to listen. Just so you guys know, I have some things in the works for the next couple of episodes, and some stuff that's possibly going to be going down on Facebook. I would really like some feedback from my audience and hear what you guys have to say about podcast and how it's come so far. So let me know. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. You can find me on YouTube. So come and hit me up. Well, everybody, I say goodnight for now. Sleep well. And if it's daytime, good morning. And if nobody's told you this yet, you are all deserving of love. From the monsters within, I send my love. Good night, everybody.